Continuing our discussion of themes in Choshen Mishpat, let's consider the following scenario. A person books a taxi to take them, say, from northwest London to Boreham Wood, so they can make a Shiva visit. And they arrange that they'll pay for a round trip, and the driver should wait for them for an hour whilst they're in the Shiva house, and obviously they're also going to pay for the waiting time as well. When they come out of the Shiva house after an hour, the taxi's just pulling up to take them back home, and it transpires from a conversation with the driver that whilst he was waiting, he got a call to do a short local Boreham Wood job, and because he knew that he could do it inside the hour, he took it, and he was back in time to pick up the original passenger as arranged. So the question is as follows. Since the driver utilised the dead hour to pick up a fare, is the original passenger now relieved from paying him for waiting, seeing as he didn't wait? Or do they still have to pay him because, as far as they were concerned, it made no difference whether he just sat in the car waiting, whether he took a schluff for an hour, whether he learnt Daf Yomi, whether he went and did his shopping in the big Tesco, or whether he picked up another passenger? So long as he was ready to go when they came out of the Shiva house, what difference does it make to them? So this is an issue addressed by Rav Vosna in Shevet HaLevi, Chelek Tet, Simen Shin Yud, and he refers us to the din in Shulchan Aruch Choshen Mishpat, Simen Shin Lamed Gimel, Sif Bet, where somebody hires workers to work for them the next day, and then before they start work, he tells them that they're not needed. So in that case, the halacha, subject to a few details that aren't particularly relevant to today's discussion, is that if they can't find any other work to do, then the person who hired them has to pay them kapoel batel, essentially a minimum wage. But if they can find other work at the same wage that he was offering, then he doesn't have to pay them anything because they haven't lost out at all. They can be annoyed at him for messing them around a bit, but they haven't lost financially, so he doesn't have to pay them anything. Therefore, in our case, it would seem that the original passenger shouldn't have to pay the driver for the empty hour whilst they waited. Because essentially, what was the nature of the agreement? The nature of the agreement was that they would pay him for that hour for the loss of potential earnings that he could have otherwise earned during that hour. But since he was able to earn during that hour, there was no loss, and therefore they shouldn't have to pay him. But Rav Vosna adds one more important point. And he says this is not quite so simple. Because if the driver didn't have to be back at the Shiva house within the hour, then he might have been able to take a longer job. In this case, he was restricted to taking something very local. So therefore, he's of the opinion that the driver should receive some of the money promised for the middle hour. He says somewhere between a third and a half. And I would add that this might depend on whether he was actually offered a bigger job or not. If his app beeped and offered him a trip across London that he had to turn down, then yes, he should be entitled to something for the middle hour. But if in fact he couldn't have got such a job in any event, then I don't see why he should be compensated for something that he didn't lose. Though I guess that might depend somewhat on how drivers receive their jobs and whether he posted his status as busy, as available, or available for local jobs only. Ad kan.